are to be joined by those who are not part of our regular group. I extend my love to each one of them. You would be surprised, I feel, to see the difference in the energy within this room. When we have others who come to join with us, I wish this time to say to you, my dear friends, that ahead of us in this coming year, there is much for us to discuss. But I will say only a little this evening, in order that our friends might have a wider picture of what happens within this group. There is much, my dear friends, that you will learn of in this coming year. And one of the things that I would wish to discuss with you in the weeks to come is following on from what you have been trying to achieve, mind projection. This, as you may have gathered by now, is not something new, but is new to all of you.
Yes. New and very interesting.
Yes, and it will become even more so as time continues. I will say this to you, that already and for many years past, the mind has been projected to many areas within your world. Even so, the mind and the thought has been captured upon film. Of this you may not know, but I assure you that these things have taken place. And it is a step forward from mind projection. There is evidence upon what you call your photographs.
Oh, yes, I don't know about this.
No, but you will. It is something I will discuss with you, as I say, at a later stage. I feel sure, and especially you, my dear friends, that to capture thought to film can only be most interesting for you.
Yes, indeed.
Also, in this year, there will be much more spoken ever increasing to people who are seeking all that they do not understand. And this coming year we'll see many more people who become interested in what is termed paranormal, but that we know as perfectly normal. Also, there will be in these coming next few years more information about the whole cosmos in general. Your scientific fields and your astrologers are beginning to see a wider film of all that exists. And these facts will become known. As too will be known the formation of other planets, which can only again be of interest to you all. So you see, my dear friends, how much we have to discuss in this coming year. And of course, I will discuss with you things that have been promised from me in the past. And if the time and conditions are suitable, then these topics will be raised.
Yes, it's wonderful if you will have this feeling for spirit and spirituality running through the entire universe. And I'm sure this has not yet occurred to many, many scientists who have been very interested in the physical universe, to add and have a feeling for the spiritual dimension has to be seen as a great joy and a step forward for mankind.
Yes, yes. Truth cannot be kept in the dark. This I have told you many times. And still, upon this planet, for every believer in truth, you will have one who is skeptical. But that is the way of your earthly lives at this particular time. But what is satisfying for us who come to you from spirit is that now you human beings are beginning to think for yourselves and are not going into life with what you term blind faith. This indeed is a big step for mankind. As you know, each one of you are individuals in your own right, but the common ground for each one of you is the knowledge of truth and love, which surrounds us all in this world. Truth and love cannot be denied. Have you any questions on what I have just told you?
Oh,
going back to the thought photography, you said that that's already been discovered, has it?
It has been achieved, and the time is now ripe for that knowledge to be made known. Yes.
That's a fantastic
thing,
because it really...
I should not again reinforce my words, how powerful your thoughts are.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just wondering if this relates any way to the random number generators which
that
detect...
has been part of it, I have to tell you.
Right.
Many things have taken place, and I know that we have discussed briefly the case of the numbers, but much has been happening in our world which has to be transferred to you human beings in order for it to become your reality. But there has been much work behind the scenes, I believe, that would be your expression.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I was wondering if a great area of skepticism relates to elementals. I was wondering if in taking steps forward, if elementals would be coming any more out into the open in our thoughts.
All that has existed. It is only that it has been denied by those who have been spiritually blind, if you like, until such time as each individual opens their eyes, they will not see. Now, as we continue, I wish to say to you, my dear friends, I would like you, if you would, when you leave this room this evening, if you would send a thought to all of those people whose eyes are spiritually closed, to help them to understand what is round and about them. They can be helped from our world. It only needs to be asked. And I can assure you that in this manner it is not interference in their lives. It would be the rebirth of their lives. You understand?
Yes.
Yes. In any event, it seems to me it would be in the nature of a prayer.
It's like healing for them, isn't it, really?
Yes, it is help in understanding themselves, in opening their eyes to love and to the truth of their very existence.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I just had a feeling that this year would see a bit more spiritual growth on the planet. I suppose every year sees a little bit more of late, but Do you see this year as being a particularly good sort of spiritual growing year.
I understand your question. And yes, take heed of what you feel, of that innate feeling within, because you would be right in feeling this. Each year that I have come to you, my dear friends, I see as a time of being special. Because each year I come to you, there seems to be a little more understanding within the world. And although this world still has many problems as you see it, I have told you that all is working together for the greater good. And you cannot have positive without negative.
Yeah.
Do you remember those words?
Yeah.
So try always, my dear friends, to keep a balance, not only in your own lives, but in your thoughts of your planet and all of your solar system. And as you now realize, even further. Try to expand your own consciousness, and the realization will come to you of all that is good and all that is truth.
We're also hoping this year, maybe this year, to get the website with all the wonderful teachings you've given over the years. If you have any suggestions for that, we'd be very pleased to hear any.
I'm most humbled by your words, and of course, if I can help in any way, I will do so, but it will not come in the form of words. It will come to you as it has done, by inspiration, and without your dedicated work, you could not have achieved what you are doing. But I wish you to understand that behind all of you, we stand, we give encouragement, we give hope for your futures, and we hope we bring to you peace and calmness and goodness for your lives upon this earth.
Yes, we feel the technology developments today are helping us immensely.
Yes.
And it is now possible to put the whole of your teachings over 12 years onto a single compact disc so that all of the teachings can be thrown onto the computer screen and read, and this will carry a subject index for as a means of reference. So we are being helped.
Yes.
With the technological development.
Yes. And they have been important in this development upon your planet. So often we hear people say, why is this necessary? But imagine what I have told you earlier about the thought that has been put to film, to photographs. How would this have been possible without that technology?
Yes.
So always there is a reason for these happenings. But to all of you, I give you my love and support at all times. And if you can remember, when first I came to you, I said to you, my dear friends, that if only one person is touched by the words I bring, then indeed I feel my task has been achieved.
In fact, there is one person who has put a question to me, which I would dearly like to pass on to you, because you will clarify so much better than I. So if I may, you've spoken much on the subject of meditation, but in possible connection with this, there is hypnotism and there is self-hypnotism. Now, I rather fancy that self-hypnotism is very much like meditation, but for different purposes. For example, for removing pain during dentistry. Of course, ordinary hypnotism means control by another. But are you able to clarify those three things and how they connect for us?
Yes, I understand your question. The purpose of meditation is slightly different from the others, because in true meditation, the spirit should in fact raise from the physical body to meet that of spirit in true meditation. I wonder if you are speaking of a deeper sense of relaxation, which goes deeper than you normally would in waking time. True meditation, as you know and understand it, should connect you to that spirit outside of the body. The spirit is raised from the human form in true meditation. When you speak of hypnotism, it is indeed going deep to the subconscious mind. And we know that the mind belongs to spirit, but it is also encased within the human form. So it is possible to reach that deep subconscious mind without the spirit leaving the body. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, I see. So where hypnotism is concerned, it is a part of the spirit which is more contained.
Yes. Yes. It is still part of spirit, but it is more contained within the human form.
I see.
But in true meditation, the spirit should be able to raise itself from the human form toward its spirit.
Yes.
There is just that slight difference.
Yes. Yes, thank you for that. That's clarified so beautifully, because it seemed to me it was a difficult area.
It does not seem so difficult now.
No.
All states where you are trying to go deep within the subconscious is a state not normally achieved in waking time. Now, my dear friends, I have spoken with you enough, I feel. I feel it might be beneficial if our dear lady friend could take us on a short journey this time, and I will leave you in the capable hands of our dear lady here, who will take charge of the rest of this evening's meeting. And as I withdraw this time, know always that I stand close by each one of you. Know that I know your thoughts. I know what is within your hearts. And whenever I can, I will endeavor to help you all.